Heavy as a Mountain, written by Vincent Connolly and read by James Saunders. In the morning light, Sachiko stares at Toshi, still something of a strange creature to her as he sleeps in her bed, one that seems to be the only thing in the house not yet awake. She can hear the family, her family now, up and about their business, have been for some time. Every sound travels through these thin walls, and she feels embarrassment at having to constrain herself more in this household, to suppress any sound that might betray too much emotion, anger, joy, rapture. She's already taken the night cover off the lovebird's cage and brought them to twittering, kissing life in their ornate cage. She's glad they've been able to fly around the room, at least as free as these walls allow, and they return to their home happily enough for a little seed and water. She hears a new commotion, a car, conversation. She slips from the bed to the window. Nothing inside. She sees the raked gravel of the garden, pink in the morning sun, the ridge-tiled shed where Toshi's father has, no doubt, already trimmed anything unsatisfactory that his bonsai may have produced while he slept. All this cutting away to improve things, leaves and roots, feathers, disorder, emotions. Is it such a good thing? She favours abundance over elimination. What if too much is cut off? So she can sit on the bench at the window, she moves Toshi's white naval uniform, the jacket and cap with their insignia. She's been instructed in the meaning of these, stripes of a first lieutenant, wings of a pilot, and so on. It's important to know what each person does, who's in charge of whom, and clothes are a language. More interesting to know what a person is. This is not always visible. She picks up her husband's crumpled shirt and holds it to her face, breathes in his scent. She moves his ceremonial sword too, and as she picks it up, it slides from its scabbard, exposing a short length of shining blade. Where the craftsman has beaten layers of fine steel together, there are unexpected veins, seen but not felt under the touch of her fingertips. She thinks of blood.